Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today I have Zhao Andre, who is the CEO, and we have the pleasure of speaking as well to David Bridgeland, who is now a full-time Chief Financial Officer for the White Sales Group. How are you both today?
Hi, Stephen. Good morning. Very well. Thank you for having me.
Right. Zhao, first and foremost, could you give us a little brief summary of what it is your company does, please?
Yes. So White Sales Group, we are a worldwide provider of stem cell services. We have established three business divisions. One of them is CellPlan, and CellPlan is the world's first stem cell insurance plan to cover the costs associated with stem cell treatments for families that have banked their baby's umbilical cord blood, which contains stem cells that can be used to treat mainly blood diseases and disorders. So there's around 3 million people globally that have already banked their baby's stem cells. They do not have an insurance to cover the costs associated with treatments, but now with CellPlan, we have resolved this problem and we have a full solution that we can deploy on a global scale. We then have White Cells Division, where we are conducting stem cell research, and we are also providing stem cell storage services, which is basically freezing a baby's umbilical cord blood and tissue in Brazil at the moment, and we are expecting it's imminent now to receive the license from the Human Tissue Authority in the UK for our new laboratory facility based in the University of Manchester. And from the UK, we'll be able to provide these services in the UK and throughout Europe. And then we have White Academy, where we want to become thought leaders on stem cell technology. And White Academy has a mandate and a responsibility to provide accurate scientific and medical information in a digestible format. And we have been to both healthcare professionals, enterprise, and the general population. And we have been developing some specific courseware to meet this goal.
Thank you for that, Zhao. Now, obviously, you've had two RNSs in 2 days, and you have secured a second definitive agreement for CellPlan, which will see your sort of first of kind stem cell health insurance plan and the sort of medical concierge service offered to both new and existing clients of Hemocord Clinica Medical. Now, can you give us a bit more information on Hemocord and what this agreement means for White Cells?
Yes, so this is effectively the second agreement. The first one that we have signed has been with the cord blood bank in the UK, which is one of the most accredited cord blood banks in the world, BioVault. Now, the second one we have signed is in Brazil with a leading cord blood storage facility in Brazil. It's very important to point out that the Brazilian market for cord blood storage services have been increasing in some geographic locations, mainly in southern Brazil, with compound annual growth rates of above 30%. And that's why this is a very interesting market for us. The other point is we have already received a license in Europe, and we have agreements in Europe with our partners, which allows us to deploy the products over the next 12 to 18 months in several European locations. And that's already in our strategic plan. We are now starting to plant seeds into other continents so that we can deploy CellPlan and provide this solution to patients globally.
So the agreement not only creates a new revenue stream, but it also represents sort of a new geographical area for the group. Do you see the sort of area there being of particular significance for the group?
Yes, exactly for this point, because the Brazilian market has been booming for cord blood storage services. The regulators have been looking more and more into the quality standards that the cord blood banks in Brazil are operating to. And that's why we have entered the first agreement strategically with Hemocords, which is a company that has been providing cord blood storage services since 2004. It's really well established. They have a very loyal customer base. Retention rates are very high for their annual storage services. And we can see Brazil as being an emerging market as a great opportunity for us to tap into at the start and partner with the right companies to grow with them.
David, obviously you've just been appointed as a full-time CFO for the group.
Yes.
Does that sort of reflect the sort of clearly growing profile of wide sales? And is that a good sign and a good indicator that things are going well for wide sales?
Absolutely. I've been working with João for 18 months in a part-time basis. We've been just almost a year ago, we successfully completed the IPO, which set us up as a PLC. And we spent the last 10, 12 months building the cell plan business, the research facility up in Manchester, where we'll be able to build our research business. We'll be able to store our stem cells for clients in the UK and Europe. And as we're starting to build cells in Manchester for the stem cell processing and storage facility, we're also starting to grow the sales of the cell plan healthcare insurance products, initially in the UK, but expanding globally. So it's a very busy time for us, and it's clear that I need to focus more time on the business as we're starting to grow revenues.
In relation to the sort of client base then, there's around about 3 million cord blood samples held in storage in around about 500 units across the world. You now have agreements with two of these facilities. What sort of growth can we expect, and what sort of future news flows?
Well, of the five cord blood banks, we actually want to focus on the ones that we feel operate at the highest standards. And there are probably 200 of those around the world that we could be talking to. Right now, we are talking to several. And we've announced the two people that we've already signed up. There are many more in the pipeline, and in the coming months, we'll be announcing those joining up. So as you can see, it's going to start to build, and the momentum's building with us.
João, we have obviously had the RNS release, and one of the key things that's there is based around your investor event, and that's due to take place next week. And
yes.
You, David, and also your chief scientific officer, Dr. Peter Hollands, will be there. Can you just touch on it and obviously let us know about it?
Yeah, so we will have private investor events, and it will be held at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday 12th at Chart Capital and number 20 Fenchurch Street. And if an investor wants to attend, he just needs to send an email to the email address that we have included in our RNS, and then bring their ID to the events. But mainly the reason why we are organizing these events is we are in this inflection point. We are moving away from pure R&D over the past few years, developing our products. Well, our products have now started to be offered to the market. We have three divisions. All of them, they are synergistic, but they have different propositions. And we feel that it's important now to realign the investors' expectations with the announcements that we have been making. So that's from a strategic standpoint, investors can understand where the company is heading towards in the future. And that's the main reason why we're there. We are also opening a Q&A session to investors in these events, and it's a great opportunity to ask questions to myself on the finance side, to David as well, and any technical question or on stem cell technology, we have Peter there as well.
It sounds like it's going to be a very thoughtful and pleasant evening, and as you said there, the details are on the RNS, and or you can contact St. Bride's Partners, who are the PR firm that's looking after you.
Yes.
So is there any sort of closing statements that you and David would like to make?
So it's important to note at this stage that CellPlan is in sales in the UK. We are preparing the launch of our e-commerce platform during this month. When we release the e-commerce platform, we'll be able to offer CellPlan to clients in the UK that have stored stem cells in corporate banks that meet our criteria, which means that there are more and more families that are that will be able to take advantage of this solution. And at the same time, we are expecting to receive the license from the Human Tissue Authority for our new laboratory facility in Manchester, also in the upcoming weeks. And as soon as we receive the license, we'll be able to start providing stem cell storage services in the UK and started to conduct our research projects as well.
So this would quite clearly be an inflection point in the story of white cells, and we hope to follow that story going further forward.
Yes, exactly.
Zhao, it's been a pleasure speaking. David, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.